How many of you like new things? How about free things? Those are always things we look for, right? They say that those are the two best words in advertising, new and free. I want us to consider this morning what the Bible says about something new and something free. I'm going to be reading from the book of Hebrews this morning, looking at chapter 8, verses 1 through 13, start off with. And now of these things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, and the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, but who serve unto the example of shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, he saith, that thou make all things according to the pattern to thee on the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much more he is the mediator of a better covenant, which he has established of the better promises. For if a first covenant had been faultless, then there should be no place to have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make in the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind, and I will write them on their hearts, and they will be unto them a God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. And he that saith a new covenant, and he that made the first, now the old is decayed and waxed away and is ready to vanish away. Now turn with me to the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, last chapter in the Bible there, and let's look at something that was free, that was given. And he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of the Lamb of God. And in the midst of it, on either side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but that the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no more night, and there shall be no need of candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth the light, and they shall reign there forever and ever. And listen to he calls this the conclusion of the matter here, he says, and he saith unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy priest sent his angel to show unto the servants the things that must come shortly. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth my sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard them and seen them, I fell down and worshiped God, and worship before the feet of the angel which showed me all these things. Then saith he unto them, see that thou doest that thou shalt do it not, for I am a fellow servant, and that do that not, for I am a fellow servant and a brethren of the prophets, of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And blessed are they that do these things, do these commandments, and they that have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates and unto the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers, whoremongers and murderers and adulterers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. And I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things of the churches. For I am the root and of the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come. Let him that heareth come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will, and I will, and take of the water of life freely. We come to this time around the table, this new covenant that's been given to us, and this opportunity to freely come to him. It was all done because of his sacrifice that he made on the cross for each of us. Dear Father in heaven, as we come this morning, and are so thankful for your son, that gift that he has given, and that this new commandment, new covenant that's been given to us, Lord, that it's not in temples and it's not in certain places, Lord, but it's in the heart and in our minds. And we just are so thankful for that. And we have this opportunity to remember that through these emblems that are given. This fruit of the vine that's given to represent his blood that was poured out there on Calvary, and this bread that represents his body. And even as the angel had said there in Revelation, Lord, that come and take of it freely, Lord. And we just ask today, as we partake of these emblems, that we go out and then share that message with someone else, and to tell them about this good news that your son has given for us. For it's in his name we pray.